Talking Rugby, Telling Stories, Rugby Picker. Welcome to Rugby Pick'em. Who cares? Who knows? Why bother?
So Anthem RFC, or RC, no F.
Arse. Is it a soft C? Is it arse?
Arse. I think we'll go with arse.
Tommy, we're going to take Anthem from the top. You're going to be our local Anthem reporter, given that you're from the Carolinas here.
Yeah, I'm around there, but looking at the roster, I don't think many of the guys are from the Carolinas at all.
Yeah, they're from the U.S.
Yeah.
That's good enough for me.
So are you.
I'll tell you what, every time Anthem takes the field, whether they're copping 70 or 80 points, I'm going to salute to the improvement of our Eagles. Because, John, it sounds like the Eagle coaching staff is going to have their eyes, ears, and fingers wrapped into this roster and the growth that we're going to see down in Charlotte.
All body parts. They'll be snuggling and incubating, nurturing the growth. And those are the right guys in place. Scott Lawrence leading the charge there. So you're going to want, with a new team, you're going to want solid leadership, especially as young as they are. Tommy, you say they're the youngest team?
This is word on the road.
Is that a moving average? Is that a statistical mean?
It's the median, the mode.
The youth.
However
the you want to call it. The youths need the leadership. So it's going to provide opportunities for guys to step up that are on the player pool. But the leadership starts with the top, with Scott Lawrence at the helm. So that's a positive for them. But any new team's going to have some struggles coming into the league with established teams that know the road and have veterans that have played for years in this league.
They're going to need to know the road because most of the teams in the South start off the season on a home stretch, and then towards the end of the season, when the weather gets better, they have to hit the road. So if they're going to sneak into the playoffs, which they can because there's 8 teams out of the 12 going into the playoffs.
Crazy.
They're going to have to be road warriors for sure. And they're going to have that young neuroplasticity brain.
Ooh,
that's going. A buzzword. Can you define neuroplasticity for us?
Neuroplasticity is the ability to learn, and that's basically what it is, right? The ability, how good you are at learning.
All right.
So with a new team, young players, are they going to be able to learn and be able to compete?
Adapt, at a high evolve. Level? To the pace of play.
Tommy, we were looking at their socials yet. No real hashtags have been chosen yet. Hashtag neuroplasticity.
Hashtag neuroplasticity. Hashtag neuroplasticity. Hashtag road warriors towards the end of the season.
Oh, it just rolls right off the tongue.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't hear our last episode about the front office shakeups in the MLR, Anthem is a new team funded by World Rugby. We got a 4-year ramp, I believe, where they're going to sign all the checks to keep the team going. And, John, I think this is great. This is World Rugby making us their baby. We are the prize pooch for the next 7 years leading up to the World Cup.
Arf, arf for arse. You know, that's what everybody's been asking for, right, is invest in domestic talent. That's the primary focus here. And, you know, you could say too little, too late. We need to do whatever we can to invest and grow some of the youths. And this is a great atmosphere to do it. And the Carolinas, it's a pretty nice place.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Charlotte's pretty trafficky, but
trafficky? Is that a word? I like that.
Why not?
Tommy. You mentioned 8 teams out of 12 making the playoffs. We also have a different twist this year. There's going to be a 2-week gap between the quarters and the semis to allow some international test rugby. Johnny, if somehow Anthem Rugby sneaks into the quarterfinals, would that be a success in itself?
Absolutely.
Year one?
Absolutely. They've an uphill battle to even make it in
there. Okay. Eight seed. That's where we're hoping for out of Anthem Rugby is 8 out of 12.
You're not setting the bar low. You're just setting a bar that you might be able to actually hit. It's realistic.
A smart goal.
Smart.
Specific, goal. Measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely.
There you go, people.
Is the R realistic? Is that what it is?
Yeah, sure.
Are you realistic? In a quarterfinal appearance out of your boys?
I think so. What do you guys think about instead of 8 teams out of 12 doing a play-in tournament instead?
So,
like the NBA.
So you basically take 10 out of 12 and the bottom
no,
four
No, we're
play-in?
Saying six out of 12 and then two.
Two teams.
Well, no, that doesn't make sense because there's an East and a West.
Yeah.
It would have to be.
Yeah.
You got to bounce it out.
Yeah, nah. But it's a business. It's something to workshop.
It is. I like it. And you know what?
A great buzz.
Maybe, guys, maybe the two-week break would get a team healthier going into the semis after slogging, you know, 18 or 16 games up to that point.
As Harpo would say, player welfare.
Ladies and gentlemen, Anthem Rugby in their inaugural year. Hashtag neuroplasticity.
Arse. Pick him!
Know your role.